The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hi, this is Kevin McCullough. Thanks for listening to the Christian Outlook podcast, where we cover today's issues from a perspective that honors your Christian faith. Our podcast is brought to you through a partnership with the Pepperdine Graduate School of Public Policy. Here's another piece I trust you'll enjoy.
Facebook has been all over the news lately, and not in a good way. And remember, we've talked about this multiple times down through the years. Facebook is not your friend. Facebook is not there to help you. Facebook is there to manipulate you so that they can make money and billions of dollars at it. And of course, the fallout of their efforts at making money mean that a lot of people get pulled into this vortex that runs the gambit of false information, manipulation, false intimacy, all of it. What was designed to be a way for Mark Zuckerberg and some of his schoolmates to be able to basically meet girls, that's what it was designed for, has been turned into, well, nothing short of a monster in the eyes of some. Let's get some insights as to, most importantly, how parents can help children deal with the impact of social media. Joining me is best-selling author Dr. Greg Jantz. He is the founder of the Center for Counseling and Health Resources called A Place of Hope. He's a certified counselor, addiction and eating disorder specialist, written a number of best-selling books, in fact, 26 all told, including his most recent release, Social Media and Depression, soon to be released by Hendrickson Publishing. And Dr. Jantz, always an education and a privilege to have you with us.
Well, yes, what an interesting topic, my goodness.
Boy, and you know, kids get
offline for 6 hours and people were panicking yesterday.
Yeah, they certainly were, weren't they? It's almost as if their oxygen had been cut off, and sadly indicative not only of the dependence that we all have on technology, but the manner in which some of this technology is becoming literally a substitute for normal human relationships. It's not just bad enough, I think, Dr. Jantz, that, you know, in the old days, we could still write a letter, drop it in the mail, and people knew how to do that. Now, we, you know, it's all done with emojis and, you know, and short substitutes for phraseology. But the problem presented by people that are overwhelmingly connected so deep into social media, it really goes beyond that, doesn't it?
Oh, it does. And really what we're looking at, so many get all their news and information through social media, which may not be the best place. And yesterday we lost Facebook, I should mention Instagram, and it did put some people, and there is really truly something called social media addiction, where you are going through withdrawals if you can't get on it. And that's what we're seeing with people. When I say withdrawals, they're getting headaches, sweaty palms, heart rate goes up. And so social media has taken a role in our lives. And really, if we could look at it and just step back, it's controlling us. And we're controlling so many folks. And what we know is we're looking for constant approval. We know that the more time you spend on Facebook, that you feel worse about yourself, not better. And isn't that interesting? So we're really, in our efforts to, quote, be connected, we're really more isolated. We have the highest probably degree of loneliness. 61% of Americans said they couldn't even name a best friend. So what's going on? We're more connected, more opportunity for connections, but we're lonely.
Is this because largely social media is number one, a screen that you can hide behind? you can basically create this character that otherwise in a normal human connectivity session where you're face to face, you know, in a group setting or just face to face, otherwise you couldn't successfully conjure up. And as a result, this tends to what? Create an enormous sense of what we think is intimacy, but in reality is actually false intimacy.
Yeah, I would say it's false intimacy. There's a sense of I'm close and I have lots of friends, but when you really get down to it, can you name a few of those friends? Have you ever met them in person, for example? And, you know, we did see some people really in panic when social media went down. And one of the things that happens is we have so much anxiety right now. People don't know who or what to trust. You know, really, we have an anxiety virus. It's catchy. And anxiety is at the top of the list. So we are looking for ways to connect or belong. And so often, people are choosing a social media to do that. Most people, by the way, and folks that come to us, we actually take initially anything with the screen on it and tuck it away. We put it in a safe. When I say people coming to us, it's clients who we work with who have anxiety and depression disorder. So what happens, though, is people begin to feel very, it's a disconnection anxiety. I feel so disconnected. And for our youth, now a lot of our youth don't, I mean, they prefer to text or they prefer Snapchat or TikTok or whatever versus being in person. And we miss a lot if we're not having in-person relationships. I don't think COVID helped with that.
No, in fact, anything, COVID probably stoked a lot of that sense of isolation and anxiety. And, you know, while it might be difficult for us as adults to oftentimes manage this and get kind of sucked into that vortex and disconnecting becomes a challenge, for children whose sense of emotional, social, mental development is still, you know, in those embryonic stages, does this run the risk of a child growing up to become not only far more out of touch, but also having even more increased sense of anxiety when they get put into real social settings because they don't know what that looks like? They've not developed the skills that you and I had growing up as kids in the 50s and 60s?
And one of the forms of anxiety right now that's, and you said it, social anxiety. Where kids are anxious about meeting in person, you know, and you know, most of our kids are back in the classroom. Last year was devastating. We had the highest academic failure ever. So for our kids, online or virtual learning did not work. Can you imagine that? We just created the greatest academic failure ever. But now we've got kids going to school, but all the social rules are different. Most kids, depending on where they live, still wearing a mask. Most kids, I can't touch anybody. I certainly can't get a hug from my teacher. You know, so all the rules are different. So we've disrupted normal developmental processes. And there's going to be a price to pay. Right now, for our youth, ages 12 to 17, suicide is the second leading cause of death. Now that just sounds so hard to say and so incredible. What? Suicide, ages 12 to 17, suicide is the second leading cause of death. We have to ask ourselves, what are we doing?
You're going to cover all of this, I know, inside the pages of your new book, Social Media and Depression. How soon will that be released?
I just came out, just did.
Oh, fantastic. I had a note here from my producer saying as soon as we get it, we're going to have him back on for an hour. So,
oh, my goodness.
I had assumed that it had not quite hit the bookstores, but it is now available.
Just this week.
And
yeah.
You know what? This is a book that every parent ought to rush out and get a copy of because the insights that can be offered to you in not only understanding better about the challenges that your child is facing, and let's face it, you know, a lot of us, even if your younger parents, you kind of grew up around computers, but the phenomenon of Facebook, Instagram, all of that, Twitter is more new. I mean, it, you know, 10 years. So if you don't really understand much of what it means and how it can pull children into that quicksand, as a parent, you might have a sense of kind of floundering in trying to help set the proper guidelines, the guardrails necessary to protect your child. That isn't to say that you shut them off altogether, but there are healthy limits. What do those limits look like? And what do you do for a child that is dealing with anxiety and depression because they've maybe felt isolated or they are being the victims of cyberbullying? Well, these and other topics dedicated inside the pages of Social Media and Depression. Again, just newly released by Hendrickson Publishing. You can get it through Amazon.com. You can also order it through aplaceofhope.com. That's aplaceofhope.com. And we're going to ask Dr. Jantz, when we get our copy, to come back and to spend some more time. We really want to unfold much of this because it is making the headlines every day, and particularly if parents, if we don't understand how to manage all of this, we are at the risk of losing, literally losing, an entire generation. Our thanks to Dr. Greg Jantz, founder of the Center for Counseling and Health Resources, A Place of Hope. The new book, Social Media and Depression, now available. Check it out, Amazon.com or online at aplaceofhope.com.
Thanks for listening to Christian Outlook. Our program is coming to you today in partnership with the Pepperdine Graduate School of Public Policy. It's America's most unique graduate leadership programs offered on Pepperdine's breathtaking campus in Malibu, California. Learn more at publicpolicy.pepperdine.edu. If you enjoy our podcast, take a moment and tell a friend to subscribe today.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.